wasting my time. Let us be on our feet and with a shout, let's welcome Reverend William.
Hallelujah. How many of you want us to sing the song we sang yesterday? Oh, the volume is very loud. Oh, so loud. Amen. Are you going to play it or are you not going to play it? Change your mind. You will play it or you won't play it. Then play it. Oh, clap your hands. How many remember it? All ye people, and shout. Let's start again from the beginning. Oh, clap your hands. Go. Oh, clap your hands. Oh, ye people. Faster, please. And shout unto God. The words on the screen. With the voice of triumph. I cannot hear you. With the voice of triumph. Oh, ready? Again, if you're not singing, something is wrong with you. Because for me, as a born-again Christian, this is one of my favorite confessions. Galatians 2:20 says, it says what? It says what? Who knows it? Let me show it to you. It's on the screen. 2:20, look at it. So I will sing the song. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's on the wall. But he said, look at it. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life, that's what we're saying. Oh, you're alive. No instruments. You are alive in me. I want you to sing it with me. Okay. Resurrection power. Oh, I'm alive.
I'm alive. I'm alive in you.
Let's do the resurrection power. Are you ready for it?
Oh, resurrection power. Oh,
it's a confession.
You're alive. You're alive in me. Resurrection power. Oh, I'm alive. I'm alive in you.
Now we're going to add all the noise. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Resurrection power. Oh, I cannot see you at all.
You're alive. You're alive in me. Resurrection power.
We are jumping.
Oh, I'm alive.
If you're not jumping, you're not born again. If you're not jumping, you're not born again.
Resurrection power. Oh, I'm alive in you.
Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. Give a shout in the church. Oh, a shout to the Lord in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are happy to be here on the last day of the Strong Christian Conference 2024? You are sad, but you are happy to be here. All those who were not here on Thursday and Friday are here today. If you didn't come Thursday and Friday, you are here today. Give us a wave. Give us a wave. Yeah. You are welcome to the conference. We've been here for some time. Amen. But we are so happy to be here and to have a very special who cares about children also in the church and has built for us a special ministry, special children's church, children's ministry, where we can come and put on the lights. Even we put on generator today. Yeah, there's nobody's house that when your father is not there, you can put generator on. If your father is not there and the light goes off, you will do what? You have to be in it. You find yourself. When he comes, you put the generator on. But we are here. Put yourself for Bishop Dagwood Mills. Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, put the generator on. We are using fuel. It's, yeah. You're not clapping. I don't know whether you are. Are you a Amen. Yes, but listen, you must find a way to love him, admire him, be happy, pray for him. Do you see? Watch him, listen to him, follow him, know about him. All of these things. Why? Because he's your father. You can't do anything about it. Yeah. But by the grace of God, he's a very good one too. So I think you clap your hands together, put your hands together again for him. Yeah. And we are blessed to be here in this church. This is a beautiful, you know. There was an advert where a small boy was going around the neighborhood shouting, "My mother is the best cook in the world." You cannot quarrel with him. He is saying his own. If you want to say your own, you to come out into the neighborhood and you to shout your own. We can all shout our own. We too, our pastor is the best pastor in the world. Oh, everybody say our pastor is the best pastor in the world. Then our church is the best. You cannot be annoyed. We are standing in our own church and we are saying our church is the best in the world. Why are you quarreling with us? You to stand in your church and say your own. Everybody say, our church is the best church in the world. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. Amen. That's why, you know, this morning I heard some certain man of God saying something, and I feel that it's very true. If something happens to you in this church and you are annoyed, don't go. Don't go. You get it. Try and solve it. If Reverend William insults you, sometimes I insult people. You know, somebody is shouting, ish, ish. There are people I've insulted. Some of them, if they have been with me for the past 10 years, I've insulted them for 10 years, constantly insulting them for the past 10 years. Do you see? What can I say? I'm sorry. Forgive me my sins. I cannot guarantee that I will not insult you again next year. But I can apologize for the previous ones. Do you understand? And then when I apologize, what do? You just forgive me and then you stay. Do you understand it? Because this is where God wants you to be. Sometimes people get angry and they go. Don't go anywhere. Be here. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? The pastor said that. Try and look for a perfect church. You won't find one. But if you do find a perfect church, don't join it because you will spoil it. I thought it was a very interesting thing to say. He said, try looking for a perfect church. You won't find one. But if you find one, you don't join it because you go and it was perfect before you came. When you go and join it, you spoil the church. Don't join it. Yeah, and I think it is true. It is true. And then also we are here in fact, the mega church is the best denomination in the world. No, don't say it out loud. Tell your neighbor very gently. The mega church denomination is the best denomination in the world. Yes. And our convener is Bishop Eddie Fabian. Yeah. You are not clapping because you are jealous, you are envious, or what? Yeah, he's a fine man. You know, if you look at his picture, there you see that fine. This picture is not even good. Find a nice picture. He's a fine man. He's our convener. Yeah, and look, there are some people who have come from Cape Coast. They are here. They are coming from Loyalty House International. They know that it's not this thing. Mega church. If you are talking about safe church, all the action happens in the mega church. That's why, see, a mega church. You see our name crowd. We're not joking. I mean, people like and casual assemblies can be trying something, you know, but the action, if you want action, it happens here in the mega. Put your hands together for the Loyalty House. I don't know what they are saying, but we can't help them. We cannot help them. Amen. And then I want us to put our hands together for my pastor, whose living room, the living room that we have come to with TV screens and sofas, Bishop Patrick Bruce. Please clap for him. Clap for him. Very nice Christian. I am learning how to be a Christian from him. And so even the way I used to insult people 10 years ago, it has reduced. Now I don't insult people like that. Even this year, it has calmed down. Because I'm learning from Bishop Patrick, you see. He's a very nice, he doesn't quarrel with anybody. He doesn't fight with anybody. He doesn't insult anybody. He's a very nice Christian. When I look at him, I want to be a Christian. Clap for him. He's a very nice, anointed man of God also. Very wise. And I have news for you. He likes it that we are meeting in his church. That the children have all come here. Yes. Every year he comes here. Every year he comes here. He's not in the country. That's why he's not here. Yeah, but he would have been here. He likes it. He doesn't mind at all. He's actually come poo-poo in the toilet. You know, oh, do everything. Put the light on. Make the place dirty. Oh, he's like, yeah. When you see them, he's very, very happy. Eh? You remove, oh. Table tennis balls. Oh, they are removing the table tennis balls. But he's not annoyed. Clap for him one more time. Clap for him. And close your eyes, let us pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the blessing you have given us these past 3 days. We are blessed. We know it. We know it in our hearts. We know it in our spirits that something has changed about us. Something has entered into us. Something has been deposited in our spirits. And none of us who came here, even just came here today, will go back home the same way we came. All of us are carrying away with us a gift. And we give you praise. This morning we are asking that Holy Spirit, you will speak to our hearts one more time. We are asking that you will touch somebody. You will touch somebody. You will heal somebody. You will heal somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. You will answer somebody's question in the name of Jesus. You will bless somebody in the name of Jesus. You will open somebody's ears to hear in the name of Jesus. You will open somebody's eyes to see. In the name of Jesus, that somebody will receive something precious by the time we are leaving here. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may take your seats in God's presence. I'm going to preach for a very long time, a very short time, because I have an announcement to make. Uncle George is in the house. Uncle George is in the conference. Me and Uncle George, we are the ones doing the conference. Yeah, Uncle George is in the house. So I'm going to preach a very short. He doesn't have a lot of time. He has to go somewhere in the afternoon. So I'm going to preach a very short time, and then he's going to teach us a song for this year. Amen. I'm even ready for the song for this year. You know, and I like the way he does it. When he comes, he will teach us a song for this year, and then he will take us back to the beginning, and then we will sing all the songs from the beginning and come back to the present. It's not a very nice thing, so that we don't forget the songs. You know, some years ago, Moses was telling the Israelites that, in fact, God told Moses to teach the Israelites a song, and he told Moses that he should make sure that the parents teach their children the songs, and every generation the song is taught. And the song that Moses was teaching the song with the Israelites, it was meant to help them to remember God's faithfulness to them and the miracles that he had done in their lives. And by singing the songs all the time, the Israelites could not forget what God had done for them by bringing them from Egypt all through the wilderness into the promised land. So a song is a good thing. Safe teachers, songs are good things to teach the children. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? They prevent us from forgetting. Yesterday, Reverend Miss Mark was singing an old song here. Those of us who were here, who used to be here some time ago, it brought us memories. Yeah, when you Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. If you grow up singing a song like this, even when you are bathing in the morning, you are singing a song like this, you will not grow up and say one day there is no God. Preaching has started. Yeah. You forget because you stop singing the songs. You know, the Israelites said something some time ago. They were put in exile, in captivity. And then they said they should sing one of their old songs they used to sing from the old. You remember that thing? Yeah. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You sing the songs. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust. If you sing this every morning your mouth is confessing that I wholly trust in Jesus' name, you won't wake up one day and say there is no God. You forget. because you stopped singing the songs. That's why I told the worship, the guy who was leading the worship in the SEC, I said, show me your list of songs. Then I saw AYA. I said, AYA doesn't mean anything. What is AYA? We are doing worship time. So let's AYA. I said, remove it from the list. I said, those songs, they are useful for when you are praying. When you wake up at dawn and you want to pray, and they're playing, says it's help. But when we come to church, or when you are alone by yourself and you are trying to remind yourself of the faithfulness of the Lord, it's not that you sing. I'm preaching on radio. Yes. You have to sing the song. They remind you. Because when we grow up, and I'm grown up, they are grown up, see, they will tell you, when we grow up, there is something called life. It helps us to forget. I'm preaching, no? Yes. You have to remember. King of all days, oh, so highly exalted. When you are helping me, don't sing louder than me. Otherwise, I'll... glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created. All for love's sake became poor. See, when you even hear, am I preaching somebody here? You cannot have anxiety and depression leading to suicidal tendencies. Because you will understand that the God who created the world, your love, his love for you was so high that it caused him to constrain himself onto the world he created. How can you have anxiety, depression, and suicidal tendencies? You forget because you stop singing the songs. It's not what I came to preach. I didn't come to preach this one. I came to talk about tasting some particulars. Yeah. When we sing, oh, 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 oh. Do you know that song? Oh, oh, oh. I've heard it before. Oh, 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 oh. With everything, with everything, I shout for your glory. With everything, I've heard it before. With everything, we will shout forth your praise. Our hearts will cry, be glorified, be lifted high above. For you are King, with everything we will shout for your praise. Then the part we like most. Oh, then you can play the drums. Oh, 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 oh. Yes. You won't know God properly. You will know Him. You see the songs, they are very important. You will not know. You will not wake up. If you like, try what I'm telling. I told you, SCC, we come and collect homework for the next 1 year. Try what I'm telling you for the next 1 year and see what will happen to you. Wake up yesterday I told you, I said, wake up in the morning, speak in tongues. I told you that one. Wake up in the morning and sing the songs. Please sing the song. I'm trying to be a Christian like Bishop Patrick. So your sins are forgiven. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Yes. There are many nice camp, but last year we learned a song here. I love it. What else is that song? Pam pam, pam 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 pam. Is that the song we learned last year? Pam pam, eh? No one nowhere. No one nowhere. You remember it?
No one nowhere.
No nowhere.
Nobody like you. Nobody like you. No one nowhere.
How does it even start? Yes. Yes. Do you have the words for the song over here? Where is your? Yes. I don't want to take it in vain. Yahweh. How many were here last year? Uncle George will come. Where is your name?
I don't want to take it in vain.
Pam, 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 pam. Hey. Look at this thing about it.
There will be no other God before you.
Hey, so there will be no other God before you.
There will be no other God beside you.
Uh-huh. There is
no one above you. No one besides you.
Nobody like you. There will be no other
God before you. No one.
Am I talking to myself? Or only the people in front? You imagine waking up every morning and singing, there will be no other God. How will you grow up in life and feel that there is a problem in life that God cannot solve? You have confessed it so much that your faith, the Bible said that faith comes by hearing. Your mouth sings the song, your ear hears the words. Faith is generated inside of you. You will be a person who believes in the power of God. Yes, you will believe it. You will have no doubt. Somebody will tell you it is not possible. You will tell him there will be no other God. What you're saying is nonsense. Yeah, who says it's not possible? No one, no, there's no, I know that. I'm finished preaching. I'm possible nothing. I'm finished preaching. My preaching time has finished. How many of you are blessed already? That's why I came to tell you that thing. Let me tell you what I need to tell you. Uncle George comes. I can tell you in a few minutes. If you are serious, I can tell you very, very short time. Are you ready for it? All right. 20 something ways to become a partaker. Or 20 something signs that you are a partaker or you are becoming a partaker. I'll be mentioning them. When we get to 20-something, then it will stop. 2019, I don't know how many they are. Something signs that you are becoming a partaker. Or you are a partaker. Or 20 ways, 20 things to do to become a partaker. Are you ready for it? Because my preaching time for the conference is ending. So I have to say what I have to say fast. Otherwise, it will not be able to finish the conference. Number one. You know the books of the New Testament. If you are here and you know Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, if you know these things, if you know it, up to Revelation, that's one qualification on your way to becoming a partaker. Number two. Is it too fast? Number one, please, do not underestimate the importance of what I'm telling you. There are grown-ups who sit in the church here, grown-ups on Sunday morning, Bishop Patrick is preaching to them. They don't know it. When you say, turn your Bible to Philippians, they go and look at the table of contents before they will now open it. Shame. I'm sorry. I didn't say it. Number two. I have a 3-year-old daughter. She's walking around here somewhere. When you start books, the New Testament or books of the Bible, she just starts. It's like a robot that has been programmed. She starts to say it. She's 3. She's in eye church. Those of you who are safe teachers who think that your eye church is a crutch, I came to announce to you that in Bantama, in Truvine Cathedral, our eye church is not a crutch by the grace of God. And I'm not. Am I saying something bad? Yes, because maybe you think that's what you are doing. You think that's what we are doing every? That's why I'm announcing today. We don't do that here. Here, our iChurch madam is a lady pastor. Wow. She has a cross and certificate. You don't take your iChurch serious. We are serious. Yeah, we did ceremony here. We mentioned her name. We brought her to the front. She said, "I promise. I pledge." That the sheep, I will take care of them. Where are the sheep? They are 1 year old, 2 years old, 6 months. They are the sheep. I promise to take care of them. None will be lost. Yeah, we said, are you sure? I said, I will sure. Okay, so collect certificate and collect cross. She has cross certificate. It's the pastor of peace in the, she said, it's a lady pastor. Yeah. The day I heard my daughter, she was only just 3 years old. When I heard her saying, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I said, what's going on here? I said, yes, go on. Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians. I said, continue. Galatians. If it's, once in a while, she mixes up one. It's not a problem. I'll tell you. Yeah. They should be going on and on and on until I heard Jude, Revelation. Jude. I said, what? Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. Jude, Revelation. When a person reaches Jude, Revelation, something good has happened. Yeah, because even some of you, if I do tests right now, some of the safety chairs cramp on. I'm afraid to even say this thing. Bishop Oko came to have a camp here by mistake. By mistake. He said, you, where do you go? Then the person said, which church are you from? Which branch? Then the person said, where is your teacher? Is the teacher here? He said, my teacher is here. He said, teacher, come. Then he said, okay, you, all those who are from, get up. Then they got like 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, stand up. Stand up, yes. Teacher, where is the teacher? So, the teacher is here. Okay, teacher, stand up. Teacher, stand up. Bishop Oko said, okay, children and teacher, on your marks, books of the New Testament, come and see. That was when you see that those who have not been mentioned yet started to look for whether they can go and serve in the kitchen, like maybe kitchen people need help. You know how kitchen people can need help because lunch is coming very soon and kitchen people need help. So, teachers were looking for a way they can go and help in the kitchen. Yeah, because Charlie, that thing is becoming very dangerous. Sit down. Number two, I say I want to preach first. Books of the Old Testament. If you know it from Genesis, you can say it without any mistake, without singing a song. Yeah, you are a partaker. You are on your way, or you are. Yeah, all partakers know this. All partakers, they know it. They know books of the. So if you see, as I mentioned, if you don't know it, Penon, don't tell anybody. Just, you know, look straight, smile. But homework for 1 year. Number three, you know New Testament memory verses. New Testament memory verses. Like memory verses that are New Testament. John 3, 15, 16, 17. You know it. Yeah, you know 16, but I don't know 15, you don't know 17. If you add 15 and 17, it will be nice. When we come to church, we are always reading the verses. Since I came here, I've been, when Reverend Bismarck also comes here, he reads the verses to you on all these verses. Even me, as I've been preaching since yesterday, I have been learning some verses. There's some things I didn't know where they were. When the guy showed us, that's where it is. I didn't know exactly where Enoch's thing was, but now it's Genesis 5:24. Yes. He walked with God and he was not, because God took him. 5:24. I saw it when I stood here, I saw it and I said, into my memory, store it, saved. 5:24, Genesis is there. You have to make the effort. When you come to church and they say, we are learning a verse, sit down straight and be serious. Because by doing, you are on your way to becoming a partaker of the divine nature. I'm telling you, it is not possible to become a partaker of spiritual things if you don't know the scriptures. Everything. The Bible says the world was made by him. The world was made by, without him was not anything made that was made. What can be made in your life without the word of God? If God himself made everything in the world with the word of God, what will you make in your life without the word? That's why, especially white church people. White church people. Especially white church people. White church, I've not mentioned anybody's name. If you are the one, look straight and smile. Especially white church people. When you are teaching verses, they say that it's like it's for children. So they have, because they have pubic hair. You have pubic hair. You don't have word of God. You cannot create anything in your life. Hebrews 11, verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. You see, even what I just did, when I say the address and I say the verse, you have to be able to do it. You are the sign is the your what gives you the authority to say that I am grown up and these ones are children. Is your mastery of the scriptures. Yeah. Your pride, it's not the pubic hair. Pubic hair, what is pubic hair? What is pubic hair? What does it do? It only gives you body odor. When you didn't have pubic hair, you were okay. When you started getting pubic hair, it started smelling terribly. Pubic hair only brings body odor. You have to now climb lemon, lime, this, always, whatever. Well, why is it that your the source of your, that's why parents don't know what to do with teenagers. Yes, parents, very few parents, their children get to teenage and there is peace. There is constant battles. And it's because you are saying that I am grown, but the I am grown, no? Like I am a grown up, you see. But I am a grown up, no? Your basis of I am a grown up is the pubic hair and your deep voice and your breast, but it should be based on your mastery of the scriptures. And if you were a master of the scriptures, you would have read that children must obey their parents in the Lord. And that nonsense that you do, you won't do it. You are here saying that you are this thing. It's beard. It's called aboniki. It's a cream. Then it will make it grow. Then it makes it grow. When Reverend Bismarck is a J Church pastor, and Sunday morning something has happened to him, or he's gone somewhere, he has an emergency, and he's like, J Church people are finished. He wants somebody to be there. It's like, okay, they will do praise and worship, supervise, and when they finish, I want you to preach something to them. If I come early, I'll take over. If I don't come early, he should come to these people. Yeah, he should come and point at them and say, see, I'm even going to fall, but I won't fall down in Jesus' name. Okay. And say, and He must not take his phone and be scrolling through, wondering who, because any of them, oh God, what I'm preaching is a very good thing to me. Oh. Any of them, the first name that comes on my phone, if I call him or her and I say, please take over my wife's church, he will know what to preach. He will know what to say because he knows New Testament verses. You've learned it, it's inside of you. You know, many years ago, I went J Church as an assistant pastor. I come out of university fresh, in national service, and I went to help. One day, my pastor who I was with said that he was not feeling well. He said I should take over the service and preach to them. I said, okay, no problem. It's a problem, but it's not a problem. Even if it's a problem, I can't do anything about it because the man is not well. So it's only me and him are there. I came to the church. Okay, prayer time. The people pray. Worship. This Cape Coast girl, she was in my church at that time. Please stand up to your feet, give us a way. This is Auntie Christine from Cape Coast, L Church teacher, L Church J Church. She was my J Church member. I was a pastor. She was a member. She was in Dancing Stars. Even now, she still has the Dancing Stars move. She still has that. She's now a safe teacher. J Church, the J Church, me, she was the member. I was a teacher. She is now a teacher. She also has members. Yes. I came. I said, today, Reverend Leslie is around. So she said, I should teach you something. So the title of my message today is The Wheat and the Tares. The parable of the wheat and the tares. Hey, it was on quiet time. I did long time. It was in my back pocket. Waiting for the right time. Oh, yes. I gave it to the children with and tell. In fact, I don't know. When I finished, which I said, William, what have you done? I said, did they understand at all what was preached? Years later, I came to Kumasi. I met one of the boys who was in the church, Emmanuel Archer. He was in school here. I met him. Uncle William, wow, it's been a long time. I'm happy to see you. Wow. Said, Uncle William, I remember, you know, he said, the message I have heard in my life, which like I can remember up to today, is the parable of the wheat and tares. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I said, no, you don't mean it. I said, I'm telling you. I never expected in my whole, in fact, like not to even be reminded of that experience. But he said, that message you preached, that parable of the wheat and tares, it really, to the extent that I am a grown-up man now, but it is the message I remember. You are sitting out here, you say you have deep voice and pubic hair. This is a, how many parables do you know? How many parables can you explain to a K-church? You are A-level students. How many parables can you go and explain to K-Church children? And they will meet you 10 years later when they are finished university and they will say, look, that thing you came to share, bless me. I don't want to say that you're useless human being. All you know, last year I was doing, we're doing Bible quiz competition and I said that the age range is up to white church and white church people can join. My white church people are doing 2-0. Yeah, it's like, this type of children, Bible quiz competition, children. Then I said, children. The first group contest, we were having the contest in out here, and they were here. They came for a rehearsal, and they were here. When they were sitting down, they were hearing the small children answering the questions. They knew their ignorance. They knew that they were saying that their heads were empty. Hey, number four, let me preach. Uncle Josh can come. Number four, you know Old Testament memory verses. What I mean is that you have memorized them and they are inside your head and your heart. Yes. You know Psalm 119 verse 9, verse 11, verse 105, verse 18. That's not it. Yes. You know them. You have learned them and you know them. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Yeah, you must know that. You must know verses in Genesis, verses in Exodus. Every book of the Bible, there must be a few verses that you know. If they say, quote any verses in Leviticus, you know a verse in Leviticus. You take your time. If you want to be a partaker, like the ones I was describing to you yesterday, and I didn't finish, there are more partakers. This one else I was counting, I'm thinking about another partaker. Someone, partakers, there are plenty. Yeah. There was a particular called Paul. He's the one that they took him to prison. They put stocks on his legs. A stock is like this type of chains. They put it around your ankle like this, and then they put it in the ground. So it's on your leg. If you move like this, it will pull you. You cannot go anywhere. They had chains, yes. And then he was in the prison. As he was in the prison, then he said, "Well, I mean, we are whatever. So let's sing songs." A partaker who sings praises, when he began to sing praises, there was an earthquake. All the chains loose, the doors opened. What are you talking about? I'm talking about, you see, this type of small dreams you have, to have long hair that comes to your buttocks, foolish. People are opening prison doors with praises. Yes. You're just in the prison door. Let's tell them, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. When you sing your song, what happens? Nothing happens. But he because he was a partaker. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place. Then the place shook slightly. Chains broke. Doors opened. All the prisoners were free. If you are clapping, clap. I don't know why you are not sure whether you should clap or you should not clap. So, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, or Joshua, Judges, Ruth. It must be your personal project that Ellis, me as a human being, my goal for the next 1 year until Exodus 25 is that in every book of the Bible, there is a verse that I have memorized. I know a verse. I can give you a verse from Nahum. I can quote a verse from Obadiah. I can quote a verse from Amos. I can quote a verse from Micah. Personal project. Because you want to be. So that what is on your shirt can be true. That I am a partaker. It will not just be a slogan like, of course. All right, you're not here. Did you see the of course video? Number five. Why church? Just only breast and this thing. Broken voice. Broken voice and beard. And pubic hair. Number what? Number five. You know New Testament Bible stories. New Testament stories. When I say no, I mean no. And you know it. It's not something that you know by oral tradition. You see, like when in the first day, me and the pastors were talking about this thing. When we were children, they used to have this yellow Bible, children's Bible. Later when I grew up, I realized that that Bible belongs to the Jehovah's Witnesses. My book of Bible stories, yellow cover, had stories in it with pictures. And I never read it. Only the book is not for you. Somebody's book. Then they will say, okay, this story, do you know what happened? Then you say, what happened? The one person is telling us, the rest of us are all listening to him. So here, this, then this. That's okay. Next page, do you know what happened? So there's a story where, the story of when the hand, you see the Babylonian king was fooling, he had taken all the golden cups from the temple and he wanted to drink and serve his guests. And the hand came and wrote on the wall. Then the person was telling the story, like, you see what is happening here? What is happening here is that they were having a party and somebody pushed. Somebody pushed. So now, in the book, you see people are pointing. The hand that wrote on the wall wrote something, and they were all wondering what is this. So they were all pointing at the thing on the wall. It's like, what they're asking, what is the meaning of this? Now they say that the hands now are pointing at that. You push. That's what. So that story, I grew up thinking that's what happened. Who pushed? You pushed. She pushed. He pushed. We all pushed. the day the person was telling a story, I doubted. But how can I argue with the person telling the story? Because I was wondering that a Bible story, and there's pushing inside. Like, it didn't make sense to me. But who am I? You know the stories because You have read them. Yeah. You have opened the Bible and read those stories for yourself. Yeah. They are quiet today. Reverend Miss Mark, I don't know what that was. You know, let me tell you something. If you are in this conference, if you are in this conference, I'm not coming to talk to you. I'm going to talk to everybody. If I stand here and I talk it, it's like I'm talking, you are not inside. So if I talk it from here, like this, then I talk it to everybody from here. That's why I've come to stand here. Yes. If you are in this conference today, 20th April, and you do not have a paper Bible, hear it from Reverend William, who, by the grace of God, has been appointed a pastor to speak to children. Don't talk. Oh, I'm talking to you very, because I see the more I talk about this all the time, it doesn't change. So I'm announcing it again in this conference. You must have, what is your name? Alban. I know you. Yeah. Look, Alban, if you don't have a paper Bible, in which you, unless you have a tablet like I have, if you have an iPad, I will accept it. But if you don't have a paper Bible in which you look every morning, looking, I don't know what your pastor thinks of you. He may think that you are a serious Christian. I don't think you are a serious Christian. I don't know you. But if maybe Reverend Bisma is your personal, if you don't have a paper Bible and your whole world, your Bible is on this thing, it is what? XR. That's what I also have. XR. Yes. Your this thing. That if I slip on some wire right now and it falls from my hand right now and it lands on the whatever, the Bible has this thing crashed. The screen is spot. You can't see anything on it. You don't have money to go and buy a new screen. It means that for the next 3 weeks that you are trying to save to go and fix the screen, those are the next 3 weeks of no partaking of spirituality. As he was preaching this yesterday. So he is your pastor. He may look at you and think that because the number of years you have been in the church, how you play drums very nicely, he may say you are a serious Christian. I don't know you, but based on the evidence, I will say you are not a serious Christian. You are not. After this conference, sell some of your sneakers. I know you have more than one. Sell, this one is Jordan what? Eh? Jordan 4. What other ones do you have? You have Nike. You have Air Force. You don't have Air Force. You have Sports. And Air Force is Sports. So you have this Jordan 4. You have, which one again? Black shoe for church. Hey, is it true? But easy, the Bible says, it says you should buy knowledge and sell it not. And so, even if you are serious, after even in this conference, you start looking for a buyer for these sneakers. So, Pastor Charlie, you know, go buy. And why are you selling it? I want to take the money to go and buy a Bible. I want to sell the sneakers. Eh? You see, what I'm saying, don't believe me. Urban. If you are serious, because you know, by the time you have entered into that Bible properly, you will have sneakers. Plenty, you don't know what to do with it. If you can sell this one and buy a Bible, in which every morning, because in it, you will discover the precious promises of God. First, Second Peter that I read yesterday is inside it. Precious promise of God. You will see, it is over there that the more you look into the scripture, the more your faith in God grows, the more you can receive from God. What will be sneakers? It will be nothing to you. So your pastor thinks you're a serious Christian. I don't think so. You don't have a Bible? You have a Bible? You have a Bible. God bless you. You there. That's why you're my friend. I know that you're a very serious guy. Girl. Yes. I don't think so. No, if you don't have a Bible, I'm not serious. Number six. You know. What did I say number five was? I have to close, so I have 10 more minutes. New Testament what? Bible stories. Number six, Old Testament Bible stories. You have to know the stories, oh. You have to know about Jephthah. You have to know about Nehemiah. Know about Ezra. I learned something about Hezekiah recently. I was blown away. Somebody was sharing a story about it. I went to back to go and read. You don't you see it. You, the people you hear about are David. Look. Let me tell you something. There are more people in the Bible than David and Goliath. Every day, tell us a Bible story. David and Goliath. Tell us a Bible story. David and Goliath. Why? Why? We are tired of hearing it. If your siblings, you are a church person. Your mother has left you at home with this small children in the house, so you should take care of them. They have eaten. They have finished eating. They have finished doing their homework. They have watched TV small. So, okay, now what can we do? And say, let's do something. You cannot say, sit down, let me tell you fantastic stories around the Bible. Because you don't know. The only thing you know is David and Goliath. And then this thing. Jesus turned water into wine. Creation story, Adam and Eve went to eat. You will say they ate apple, but the Bible doesn't say apple. So you are deceiving the small children. When they go to ShopRite and they see apple, they say, this is the one that Adam and Eve ate. You have lied to them. Why said? And they believed you because they thought that because you are grown, you know the thing. You are deceiving them. Old Testament Bible story. Safe teachers included. Old Testament Bible stories. Please, know the details. I have discovered that some of those stories, they occur in more than one place. Unless you have read the different accounts together, you will not get the full picture. Yeah. Hezekiah. I learned about it recently. I was very surprised. Same story, three places. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 2 Kings, and Isaiah. Same person, same story, three different places. Number what? Number seven. Let me say the thing fast. Number seven. Oh, come on. You know New Testament, you know New Testament Bible personalities. Yes. And I'm dividing them into New Testament. I can have said Bible, but I said New Testament intentionally. Uh-huh. You learn them like that. To know that this guy whose story I am telling, he is in the New Testament or the Old Testament. Important. Is it making sense? Next one. You know Old Testament Bible. So New Testament Bible personalities. Next one, Old Testament Bible personalities. Personalities are people, the people in the Bible. Okay? Don't go and say Paul was talking to Moses. That's wrong. That's so wrong. You cannot say that. How can you say that? That's one of the reasons why the Muslims' Quran, you cannot accept it as a word of God. Because it has historical, factual inaccuracies. You don't know. You take a Quran and look in it and see something. You will see that people who should be not be living at the same time, they are at the same time talking to each other. It's not possible. One died long ago, but they have met and they are talking to each other. It's not. And the reason why if I hear a Christian says, tuba, it's because you're a taster. That's why. Tasters can change and become Muslims. A Christian, you became a Muslim. You're not serious. You don't know. That's why. You don't know that the whole thing that you are going to use as your basis of the religion, it's not factually correct. Hey, you people. Next one. Antioch is waiting. We have to close, man. Where are we? Yes. Next one. You know important chapters in the New Testament. Chapters. We have gone from verses to chapters. Yeah. Chapters. There are some chapters in the Bible because of what happened in the chapter or some particular statement that was made in the chapter. It makes that chapter an important chapter for you to know. For example, John 2. What happened there? Turning water into wine. He was. Oh, you don't know that song? He was in Cana. He was. Doing what? Turning water into wine. He was. John 2. Because of that miracle, John 2 becomes an important chapter. Why, church? You have to know it. Deuteronomy 28 is an important chapter. Why? Because there, God listed blessings and curses that come with disobedience and obedience. You have to know it, that that chapter is important. Over there, there's a whole list of blessings for obedience, curses for disobedience. You cannot be here and say, I'm a white church person. And I'm saying, you get your authority of being a grown-up from your mastery of the scriptures. You don't have it. Keep quiet, humble yourself, and learn them. Humble yourself. When your mother talks, yes, mommy, yes, gamble yourself. Jesus was 12 years old. He was standing in the temple for 3 or 4 days. He was standing in the midst of doctors, both listening to them and asking them questions. You must be an intelligent person to be asking PhD holders questions. It's not because you go to rich school. It has nothing to do with going to rich school. You can be an idiot who attends rich school. chapters. Old Testament chapters. Did I say Old Testament? I said New Testament chapters. Old Testament chapters. Very important chapters. Acts chapter 2 is an important chapter. What happened there? Something happened there. You got to know it. Easter Sunday, I was teaching the white church guys about resurrection. I brought J Church to come and join us that day. And we're talking about resurrection. And I, first of all, before I started telling the resurrection story, I told them that the story of resurrection of Jesus Christ can be found in 4 chapters. 4 different chapters of the Bible. And I said, let's begin, first of all, by learning what those chapters are. Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. And I told them that for the first three books, the story can be found in the last chapter of the book. So now that you know, you don't even know, if you want to remember, what is the last chapter of Matthew 28? Last chapter of Mark 16. Last chapter of Luke 24. But it occurs in the last but one chapter. So the last chapter of John is 21, but the resurrection story is in 20. You have learned it. Have you not learned it now? Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. One more time. Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. That's where you find the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That event makes those chapters important chapters of the New Testament. Divina, you have to know them. And you know them by learning them. Hey, 1 minute more. Charlie. Look, let's be serious. Next one. Where are we? Okay, let me jump, and come to. You know the miracles of Jesus. How many were they? 30 something. I hear it's 30 something. Oh, 37 miracles. Jesus did 37 miracles. If you are in White Church, you must know all 37. And if you are in White Church, I would also add that you must know where to find each miracle. That's it. You see, your authority as a seer comes from being able to say that the miracle of blind Bartimaeus healing is found in so chapter so verse so. Then Then when I'm going, I'll give you the car keys and say that you are in charge. It's not by the deepness, depth of your voice, like yeah, you know what I'm saying. Or it's like by birthright, I'm the firstborn, you know. Firstborn who's an idiot doesn't get to be to be handed over responsibility. What I'm saying is, well, yeah. If you're an idiot, you are firstborn, but we cannot trust you. Yeah. But your mastery, there is. No, let me preach. Next one. What's the number? I'm close. I'm very serious. Next one. What? 12. You know the part 11. Okay. Those who are saying 11, you have missed one. I don't know. They will say, this one is 11. I'm not going to say 12. So number 12 is the man on the screen makes 10. The people are shouting. So number 11 is miracles of Jesus. Number 12 is parables of Jesus. Know the parable in detail. Know where it can be found in the Bible. Right? Right. How many do we have so far? Okay, 12. 12 is a good... Jesus had 12 disciples. It's a good number to end at. So I said 20-something, but let's end at 12. How many of you have learned something today? How many of you have learned something today? How many of you are going to listen to Reverend William's words, Reverend Bismarck's words, and do the homework that I've given you? I've given you 12 different... Look, the things I have told you right now, even the parables, it can take you a long time to finish learning them. Yeah, you can be on it. It's not a small thing. Yeah. The parables, the stories. You can be on it for a long time. To know the story well, to know where to find the story, it's not a small thing. David's story is spread across. You see, in the same story, you find it in 1 Samuel. Is it 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel? David is in 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. 1 Samuel, you find him in 1 Kings, you find him in Chronicles. So if you're going to do, you have to be reading all of these things. It's a lot. How many of you are going to do it? 1 year homework. We meet again in SEC 2025. How many of you are going to do this work? How many of you? That's how I promise you, by the time you finish these things, you will be known in heaven as a partaker. Yes. You'll be known in heaven as a partaker. This is the way. And you see, I'm closing. I'll come back again after the break. But I want us to stand to our feet. I want you to just talk to God. If you don't know what to say, speak in tongues. Yeah, just talk to God and say, Lord, whatever I'm saying is very, very true. I'm in White Church Mumba. I don't know anything. And Lord, help me to do something about it. Because I'm very serious. I want you to pray honest prayer. Talk to God honestly. Honestly. Honest. Don't pray shabla, blah, 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 senseless shabla, blah, blah. No. Close your eyes where you are honestly. And say, Lord, I hear what the man is saying. And as I'm listening to what he's saying, I can see that I am so far away. So far away. Pray for him, somebody. Pray. You don't know what to say. Speak in tongues. Help me to do better. Help me to do better. Help me to do the work. Help me to do the work. Help me to do better. Talk to God honestly. Talk to God honestly. Lord, I can see where I'm standing. I can see where I'm standing. I cannot call myself a partaker. I cannot. Help me to do the work. Help me to do the work. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all the things we have heard today. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully.